USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. A former U.S. attorney, now in private practice in D.C., has a new job.
I signed an order appointing Robert Hur a special counsel.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says Robert Hur will look into the discovery of classified documents at an old office used by and the Delaware home of President Biden.
The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
Reaction from the White House, a statement by the president's attorney that says
he will continue to cooperate and that they're going to see this through with full cooperation. Also says that we are confident that a thorough review will show that these documents were inadvertently misplaced and the president and his lawyers acted promptly upon discovery of this mistake.
Correspondent Carol Lee at the White House. We've also learned the FBI has been interviewing former aides to then VP Biden, people who may have packed up his personal items at the end of the Obama administration. Five members of the Proud Boys, including leader Enrique Tarrio, are now on trial in Washington for their alleged involvement in the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol. They're accused of conspiring to stop by force the transfer of power. California is not the only place in the USA suffering bad weather. A huge windstorm has blasted the deep south, leading to tornado watches and warnings. And it's very busy in the Golden State in the few hours between the storms.
We know that tree removal service crews are inundated right now. We know PG&E, the local electric company that services a large part of California, they have been inundated. They are worked to the core. So, you know, this is going to be a busy day. People are trying to pack in as much cleanup as they can before the next wave of rain hits parts of California. California.
Reporter Marissa Parra in Sebastopol in Sonoma County, California. The consumer price index dropped by 0.1% in December. That's the biggest month-over-month drop since April of 2020. This is USA News.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown, manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All eight flavors are dietitian-recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, Down.
On this day after the nation's airlines were grounded for about 4 hours, two big questions to consider. The long-term bigger picture, what to do about the NOTAM system that informs pilots about flying conditions around the USA. U.S. Travel Association President Jeff Freeman says that won't change without massive public pressure.
I think what we need is a public that is less tolerant, more demanding of a system that is a heck of a lot more efficient. And we need an FAA that is less worried about petty fines here and there and more concerned about getting to the bottom of these antiquated technologies, the fact that we have 1,000 fewer air traffic controllers today than we did 10 years ago.
And there's the question about what you can do to be made whole if your travel was messed up yesterday or earlier this month because of the big winter storm. Katie Nastro of ScottsCheapFares.com offers a sneaky workaround if you can't reach a human at your airline.
If you can't get in touch with anyone on the domestic line because everybody is trying to dial in, try giving an international customer service line a call for your airline. That's actually a way to just kind of bypass the clog.
Some airlines may offer refunds, but they're not legally bound to do so because yesterday's outage was considered force majeure beyond their control. And while you may not get a refund for your flight, Nastro says you should be able to get on another flight, rebooked, if yours was canceled or delayed. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.